feel so beaten up about it.
I'm just apologizing and I'm thanking you for helping me out. That's all. You hit the recording? Yeah, okay. Hey. Yeah, so in my, now we get into the when we start. Yes, it was pretty much a hakdama to what Hanukkah is. Now we get more into the halachas. So in Hidlik, b'ner shel cheres, if you light with a ner shel cheres, so cheres is dirty. Once you lit with it one night, then it becomes yashan, it becomes old. And then you should not use it the second night because it's disgusting. You should have a beautiful menorah made out of metal. And if you can afford it, you should actually buy a silver menorah for hiddur mitzvah. Why not a gold menorah? All right. So yeah, and a chanami, if you could afford it, then gold would be better. All right. What about some junky beat up menorah? So that's probably not as good. You know, people ask all sorts of sticky menorahs. I want to use, you know, soda cans and this and that. It should have chashivas to it. That's the lechatchila. Now, what about reusing your own wicks and stuff like that? That's fine. That's perfectly fine to reuse the wicks. Okay. Vav minik pashuk b'din asenu ki mahadrin min mahadrin. It's a pashuk the minik b'zman hazeh, and he says b'medina asenu that we do mahadrin min mahadrin. What is that? Shemadlik and kol echad ve'echad mei habayis. Every single person in the house lights b'layla rishon ner echad b'sheni shnei neiros. Right, that's the mahadrin and the mahadrin mahadrin. Meaning, really, one the ikur din is one light in what per house. That's it, per night. So we do two. We double up on the mahadrin. We add a candle per night, and we also have at least an Ashkenazim have everybody light. You keep adding until in the eighth night you do eight. Each person, for some reason, this I don't think we're too makbid on. Each person should put his menorah in a specific place. So it should be recognizable how many neiros, right? Because if you have a bunch of people lighting in the window and somebody's walking by, they have no idea what night Chanukah is. All they see is tons of candles. So really, it should be in separate spots. It also shouldn't be placed.
The presumenis is not just that it's a narrow, that it's Chanukah, it's specific to the night.
Well, if you're already, the way I understand the kitzur, if we're already adding on candles, it should be recognizable what night it is, right? Just to have a bunch of menorahs. Say sometimes you walk by in the yeshivas, they got a million candles. You would have no, if you didn't know yourself what night Chanukah is, you'd have no idea what night it is. So what's the point of adding menorahs if nobody could tell what night it is? That's what I think he means. Don't put it where you light Neiros a whole year. So that it should be recognizable that it's Neiros Chanukah. So that's back then they used candles and whatever oil to light. So if you lit it in the same place that your lamps were a whole year, so nobody's going to realize that it's Chanukah. You have to light it in a different place. So, and nowadays it's with that we use electric lights. So I don't think anybody's going to think it's Shabbos if you light your menorah where you light your Shabbos candles. Okay, but we light in the window. Most of us light in the window. Fine. Zion. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah L'Hadlik B'Pesach HaSamach L'Rishus HaRav. Really, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the light in the doorway that's closest to the Rishus HaRav. That's a huge machloikis between Bris Karov, Chazanish. What does it mean, the Samach to Rishus HaRav? Is it the door to your yard? Or is it from the door of your yard to, that's assuming your yard has a door to the public, to the public. Whatever it is, it's supposed to be outside. Mishum presuming Nisa Bechacha Yoisim Bezmana Mishnah Gemara. That's what they did in the Zman of the Mishnah the Gemara. Bezmana Zeh, Bashanu Doran Bein Umos, but Bezmana Zeh that we live amongst the nations. Madikam Bebayas Yudarba, you just light inside. If you have a window overlooking Shusaram, you should light them there. And if not, Madlikam Eitzel Pesach, you light it by the door. Right. So I don't know. I was wondering this morning. I don't know exactly. So how come in Eretz Yisrael they light still? They don't light like this because it's Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael was most of the time not under the control of the Yidden. So I don't know why it wasn't a sakana then. Okay. The mitzvah is that you should put it And the tefach closest to the door on the left, the mezuzah on yamin, and nerchanaka on the small, the mezuzah should be on your right, and the nerchanaka should be on the left. And therefore, you'll be found that you'll be surrounded by mitzvahs. But it's best if you actually put it in the doorway, not on the side of the door, but mamish in the door. Fine. Ches mitzvah anichem lamala yishloisha tefachim. It's a mitzvah to put it above 3 tefachim from the ground, less than 10. That's if you're lighting outside by the door. But if you put it above 10, you're yotze. But if it's higher than 20 amos, approximately in the area of 40 feet, a little less, then you're not yotze. Nobody's eyes look up there. So you're doing it to publicize it, but nobody can see it. If somebody lives in an upstairs, he could put it in the window. Even though that window, the windowsill, is above 10 tefachim. But if the window is above 20 amos from the karkos shesaram, the loy shal tebe, that nobody in shesaram will see it. So it's better to put it by the door. So in Ramesh's famous tshuva, is that if you're in an apartment building, like in the Lower East Side, who knows what floor you're on, the 10th floor, 15th floor. So he says if there's apartments across the way, then you could light your menorah because people look out the window and they'll see your menorah. Test. Saneris, you, Bashura, Achas, Peshova. They should be equal. One shouldn't be high, one shouldn't be low. Via Hefsik, Bein, Ner, Lener, and there should be a separation between each candle. Shalay, Yuskarav, Alav, Shalzeh, Lezeh, Via, Kamay, Medura, so that the flames shouldn't touch each other, and it's going to look like a torch. I think the Mishnah Berurah says there should be a thumb's width between each candle. Now, it doesn't mean a thumb's width between each jar. I don't know if it's a jar or whatever, but between each glass, let's call it. Just a thumb's width between each candle, each wick, which I think most menorahs have that. Venera Shoshava. And if you light it with wax, like you see with the colorful candles, you know, the 30-minute colorful candles, so they get so hot that they heat up each other, and then it ends up melting. Meaning people use, the mistake is, it's not really a mistake, because I think most people don't use those colored candles. Those that do, once you get to the fifth, sixth night, they don't last 30 minutes, because the heat that's generated from all those candles makes the wax melt a lot faster. Fine. Mile, this next one is really not. Again, Mile, Ka'ara Shemen, Vikivu, Psilis. If you fill a jar up with oil and you just drop the wicks into it, Im Kafala Akli, and then when you cover with a Kli, Kol Psila Oilu B'Shvil Ne'erecha, then each wick is only going to count as one. Loi Kafala Akli, and if you don't take a Kli and put it over it, Afilu Ne'erecha Reina Oilu, Fishim Kimedura, because it's going to be a torch. You have a lot of wicks coming out, they're in the same place. Ne'er Sheyesh Le'Shnei Pius. If you have a wick that has two edges, or more, two shouldn't light there. Even in the first time, meaning why not have two people light each one? And then it counts. There's no hecker at what night it is because it's coming from one wick. However, if you have a first night yom, the first night Hanukkah, even the first couple of nights, one person could light on one side of menorah and another person could light on the other side, because each one will be seen as a separate menorah. Yod zmanad lakasan miyad b'tzeis l'chavim, the proper time is immediately after tzeis. B'lo yochar, not later. B'asa lasa shum dover. You're not allowed to do anything before you light menorah. Afilu lilma, you can't even learn. Rakim lo yispalo mayrev, yispalo tchila v'achakach yadak. But if you daven mayrev, then if you're going to daven mayrev, if you didn't daven mayrev yet, meaning if you didn't daven ma'ariv earlier before the Zman, then yispal tchila v'ashatach yadik, then daven first and then light. But those that light before Zman ma'ariv should light first and not wait for ma'ariv. Before you light, yikabetz kol b'nei beis l'prasum menisa, gather the whole family as prasum menisa. V'tzaruch losei shemen, sheyiduku l'chol apachas chatzi shah, you need to put it in there for at least a half hour, which they say, b'shem some poiskim, that half hour is shoyes manias, which means that it should really be about 36, 37 minutes. But if you didn't light right away at nightfall, you're allowed to light with a bracha as long as the people from the house are up. But once the people go to sleep, because again, the Pesumei Nisa is for the people of the house nowadays. So then if they're not up, so there's no Pesumei Nisa.
So it's when my kids go to sleep?
You need somebody in the house up.
I'm saying, so my kids stay up till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so then if you come home at that late, then you could light, yeah.
Okay.
But if they're sleeping, then yadlik b'loy bracha. And if you don't have time to light later on, then you can light from Plaga Mincha, which is approximately an hour before Shkia. That's about an hour and a quarter before Tzeis, which nowadays, that's the halachic hour, according to the amount of the day. We make Chanukah Shayom Kitzarim, and Chanukah, when the days are short, al hour, right? Hashoyin on the watch, meaning the day is only 10 hours long, which is what it is nowadays. It's even less. As I plug a mincha, visho achas u'shtei minutin, taka is v'chetzi. It's really only an hour and a minute or two before shkia. So b'di'evit, if you won't be able to light the rest of the night, then you do that. U'bavad she'itin shemen k'dei she'udokim an chatzi shol hachatzis agrav, but you're going to need to put enough oil. If you're lighting from plug, you're going to need to put enough oil in there until it light, till the lights the left to say sekechavim. The main adulkim kach, like kiyam mitzvah. And if for some reason it goes out, you're not makayim the mitzvah. So this is a very common thing, especially tomorrow is a holiday. So people are going out to Hanukkah parties and the Hanukkah party starts at 5 o'clock and it's 2 hours away. But they'll be back at 12 o'clock at night. The poskim are very clear that if you have an option to light from plag or to light later on at night, even 2 o'clock in the morning, it's better to light at 2 o'clock in the morning, as long as somebody's going to see it. Lighting from plag is only a last resort mamish. Like if somebody's taking a flight, to Eretz Yisrael, 5 o'clock flight. So what you try and tell them to do lechatchila is go to the airport, and Rav Shlomo Miller says you mechuyev to do this. Go to the airport, check in, and go home. Right, and then light at home from plug. I don't know if that's enough time to get back to the airport. I don't know, but that's the only time you should light from plug is when you will not be able to light the rest of the night, which is the lashon of the kitzen. Yud Aleph Seder of the Kosa Kifimin again. The Seder look according to our minig is Belayla Rishon Madak Haner Sheneged Yemino. You light the candle that's opposite your right. Ubelayla Sheni Moisef Lav Ner Keneged Smoila. You add a light to the left. And every night you add a new one to the left. And the one that you're adding, that gets lit first, and then you go to your right, because as we know, anytime you have a choice to go to the left or to the right, you go to the right. So what you should do, though, is you have to make sure, not have to, but you should make sure, and many people don't do this, is you have Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So if you're standing in the middle of your menorah, let's say on the eighth night, and you're standing, because the pictures have the guy standing perfectly in the middle of the menorah, so then you're going to have to pass over candles to get to the far left one. What you should be doing is you should be standing to the left of the menorah, so that the first candle you reach out to is the newest candle. Like this, it's Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, and then you go to the right. But if you stand to the right or in the middle, then when you're going to head to the left, to light the newest candle, you're going to be passing over the middle candles, which is no good. I mean, it's not preferable, right? So that's why you should stand to the right of your menorah. Tomorrow night, obviously, it makes no difference. But starting Thursday night, you stand to the left of your menorah. And like this, you won't be Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a lichting in Chanukah.
Can I ask you a question?
Night. Sure.
The first night, there's no Mahadran in the Mahadran? It only starts the second night?
The Mahadran is the multiple people light. Yeah. That
I'm saying, so night number one, there's no Mahadran in the Mahadran?
Correct.
Only kicks in on night
number one. There's only one Mahadran. Only one Mahadran. Only one Mahadran in the first night.
It only kicks in on number like night number two?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Sure.